This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, we are talking about the issue of dua and what dua to make. Remember the ayat which I mentioned to you referring to dua, which is in the middle of the ayat referring to Ramadan al-Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. So this is the bashara. When we ask about Allah, when we are interested in turning towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy. Allah says, I am close to him. Let him ask me what he wants and I will give him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a rider, he put two conditions. What are the two conditions? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Allah said, let him obey me and then let him have iman on me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so that he may be rightly guided. Now, let us remember these two conditions. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and wish Allah accepts du'as from anybody. But the acceptance of du'a, Allah will even accept the du'a of somebody who has been away from Islam, somebody who has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody who has denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who has joined partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kafir, the mushrik. Allah will accept all their du'as when they are making repentance, when they are making istighfar and tawbah. But that apart, for the Muslims, and again, I am not the one putting conditions on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am telling you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me, and told you and me. And that is, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Obey and have faith. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to accept dua in any way He wants. Two conditions, obey and faith. Now think about this, why does obedience come before faith? Why is it that faith doesn't come before obedience? Because actions convert the heart. Actions change the way we approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to the masjid, whether you feel like going to the masjid or not. That will bring about in you a love for the masjid and a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray whether you feel like praying or not, because this will bring in you a sense of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do a good deed whether you like it or not. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do good to the one who does evil to you. Give to the one who denies, who does not give you, your right. Give it to him. You give it. Why is he saying that? Because the reason why we do something should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I do good to somebody who is doing good to me, there's always a doubt that I did this good not to please Allah, but because that person did good. So it's a reciprocity. It's a reciprocal thing that I did. But if I'm doing good to somebody who actually harmed me or tried to harm me, or you know, he denied me my rights, then there is no reciprocity involved. No, nobody can say he was good to him because that person was not good to him. So now why was he being good? Because he wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say, alhamdulillah, when we do good to to someone who has not been good to us, this is a evidence in our favor. To say that, Ya Allah, I am doing this only for your pleasure. Obey and have faith and have iman. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and iman. These are the two conditions for the acceptance of dua. Let us use Ramadan to drill this into us. Ramadan came to teach us obedience. Ramadan is all about obedience. So don't just blindly fast and, you know, I'm not eating, not drinking. No. Think about what is the actual reason why I'm doing this. I'm doing this to drill into my mind and my head and my heart that obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely supreme and nothing supersedes that. I obey Allah because Allah is Allah, because I am His slave and His abd. We ask Allah to put this into us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.